What's up? This is Burgundy Blogcast, the official podcast of Burgundy Blog, and I am Brent from Burgundy Blog. You can find me on Twitter at Burgundy Blog. It's the evening of Sunday, November 26th, 2023, 9 p.m. hour. 3 days ago, on Thanksgiving, the Commanders, of course, lost in humiliating fashion to the hated Dallas Cowboys 45-10 at Jerry World. Then, of course, the following morning, new owner Josh Harris and the Commanders announced that at the recommendation of Rivera, defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio and defensive backs coach Brent Wieselmeyer had been relieved of their duties. So apparently head coach Ron Rivera is now the defensive coordinator as well. So at 4-8, the Commanders are now easily identified as one of the worst teams in the NFL. And wouldn't you know it, we are back in that distorted but familiar reality where wins are losses and losses are wins. I'm not going to patronize you with some kind of detailed game recap. The Commanders got bullied, steamrolled, annihilated on the biggest possible regular season stage. Dallas did basically whatever they wanted on both offense and defense through most of the game. Yes, technically the score was still 20-10 well into the second half, but it was only thanks to a missed extra point and a couple of deep incompletions by Dak Prescott that they weren't already down by three scores early in the third quarter. Dallas has a really fun defense with a very aggressive pass rush style and a very aggressive defensive backfield, and the Commanders' offense just made them look extra sexy. You had Rivera seemingly making multiple fourth down decisions by coin flip. You had Bieniemy seemingly making every fourth down conversion attempt as difficult for himself as possible. Whereas, of course, on the other side, you had the Commanders' defense applying zero pressure, and pretty much everyone in the secondary looking like high school sophomores. The turkey leg in the Salvation Army bucket stunt pulled off by Dak Prescott and the rest of the Dallas offense was rude and condescending and devastating and excellent. That will be America's lasting memory from this game, and the Commanders deserve it. Sam Howell, yes, had some nice throws, had a nice touchdown run, but four more sacks, at least a couple of which seemed fairly avoidable, and a pick, which of course was returned for a touchdown in becoming the record breaker for Deron Bland. Howell overall, I guess, was fine for most of it, but not special and not quite the hero they needed at the end. Curtis Samuel, I think, was about the only guy worth truly crediting on offense. He had 9 catches for 100 yards. And I guess I should point out here that Samuel actually has had a pretty legitimately good season. Every single thing that happened here on defense was utterly pathetic. John Allen and Daron Payne continued to be unspectacular. The remaining edge defenders after the trades of Montez Sweat and Chase Young and the injuries to F.A. Obada and James Smith-Williams are very borderline NFL roster worthy. The starting linebackers, as usual, were basically just hoping not to get noticed. And the secondary, I just don't even have a big enough vocabulary to adequately describe their asticity. I didn't feel, even after these two disgraceful losses in 5 days, that firing head coach Ron Rivera or not would make too terribly much difference either way. I felt it was easily defensible, but not mandatory. I felt, and still do, that whether it's him finishing out in control over these last 5 games, or Bieniemy, or special teams coach Nate Katzer, or whoever else, they're going to be lucky to win even one of them, regardless. Or unlucky, of course, depending on your perspective. I do think that the team, and in particular the entire defense, has looked not just bad, but so bad, and so disinterested, and so unfocused, that no matter how patient Josh Harris has planned and intended to be, he pretty much had to drop the guillotine on somebody. Because as much as I think tanking is actually beneficial right now, there exists a degree of incompetence and unprofessionalism that in the NFL you really just cannot abide for any extended period. You want them to be bad right now, but when there is this feeling that the other team can basically score whenever and however they choose, and when, in fact, their choreographed touchdown celebration proves it, there is a certain toxicity with that that even a new owner in his honeymoon phase is not going to enjoy being associated with. And so even though Harris's formal statement indicates that Rivera was the impetus for Del Rio's firing, I think the dismissal of the defensive coordinator and the position coach for the unit that among them all seems most culpable for these problems is probably a fair and reasonable compromise. Do I think the defense overall will actually improve with Rivera calling plays? Well, we've all seen how he performs during games. I'd say there's a pretty good chance they're actually going to get worse. From what I'm seeing online, if the season ended tonight, the Commanders would pick 5th in the upcoming draft. That's pretty awesome. I would absolutely like to see 5 more losses, and for that position to inch up to maybe 3rd. It does not matter one bit at this moment whether you think they should be in the market for a quarterback or not. The 3rd overall pick is outrageously valuable, and even more so in a draft like this one, where 3 or more quarterbacks could conceivably go in the top 10. Lose, baby, lose, no matter what it takes. I want Howell, of course, to continue to improve and to look good if possible, but quite frankly, somewhat to my surprise, I think he's already become something of a known quantity. I certainly hope 4 or 5 more losses would not require Howell turning back into a pumpkin, but he's already shown me more than enough to remain interested no matter how this ends. And at this point, the only sort of Howell performance that, in my opinion, would be worth sacrificing draft position would be something just jaw-droppingly flawlessly good. I mean, if they're going to win a game accidentally because Howell is just locked in like Kobe in Toronto, then so be it. Otherwise, losses please by any means possible. It's literally unthinkable now that Ron Rivera could be back with his team next year in any capacity. It would be totally ridiculous for him to return as head coach. That applies certainly even if they miraculously win the next 5 games in a row. It would almost be more unthinkable and idiotic for him to return as something like a president or a czar or overseer or anything like that. He is among the worst people you could choose for that sort of position. He has proved himself time and again in Washington to be a mediocrity magnet and a football dinosaur. The momentum for Bieniemy to stay as either offensive coordinator or to be promoted to head coach has rightfully slowed as he continues to demonstrate an extreme tendency toward run aversion, an inconsistency in play calling at key times, and from what I gather, his offense just does not collectively have an undying devotion to him. My feeling is that this absolutely has to be a full clearing of the decks. Every single coach gone. New GM hired first. New head coach hired by or in conjunction with the GM. And entirely new staff recruited by the coach. Along those lines, I want to elaborate briefly on a tweet I sent earlier tonight about something I learned. This came to me unsolicited from someone I interact with regularly on Twitter, who has a personal acquaintance with NFL connections, and in particular, a prominent coach agent. So yes, this information is third hand, but it comes from a very plugged in source, someone who would certainly know about any back channel overtures, even if you are right to hesitate about its precision. The information that has been passed along is that the Harris Group already has a short list for preferred GM candidates, and probably one name in particular already circled. A few specific clues were provided to me that would narrow down the field to only a handful. I am not presently at liberty to specify the clues. There might be an opportunity for that in the future, I'm not sure. But I spent a little while feeding the clues into my Google machine, and although I'm far from certain, I landed on one individual who both meets the criteria and also satisfies my intuition, and that is the current assistant GM of the Chicago Bears, Ian Cunningham. This is his second season there, in a role that GM Ryan Poles and the team created just for him. He previously worked for many years with the Eagles and before that the Ravens. By reputation, he is extremely analytically inclined. He's worked under and closely with Howie Roseman and Ozzie Newsome, as well as Eric DaCosta. In Baltimore, he overlapped with Eugene Shen, who Harris recently hired to run the Commanders analytics department. I'm putting this out there with a medium degree of confidence, not so much to get attention or for likes or for you to take this to the bank, but just because I'm working through it. I love digging around on stuff like this. I think it's intriguing. I think it's encouraging. My little bit of research suggests that he's a fantastic candidate. And also just because I think this is a fun kind of nugget that's good for discussion. If at this point, as Commanders fans, we can't have fun speculating about stuff like this, I'm not even sure why we'd still be here.